81 81, or you can text as well. Robbie Steinhaus runs a coaching consultancy and an NLP school, and he wrote the book Brilliant Decision Making. Robbie, good morning.
Good morning.
We need you because the problem is lots of people still undecided, can't make a decision. How on earth do you decide something this monumental?
That's a great question. And I was thinking that probably the way to look at it is my main job is as a coach. And when I coach people, I don't have an agenda. So when I'm going to talk now, I'm not going to try and persuade people to go one way or the other. I'm going to simply say, here is somebody who's not trying to persuade you to do something, but simply wants to help you to work out what's best for you. So that agenda is one key thing. And I think the best way to explain it to me is a story from Stanford University about chocolate cake and fruit. Can I explain this?
Yes, go on.
Yeah.
Okay, so 15 years ago, there was an experiment where people were given a 7-digit number and asked to walk down to a room and tell a researcher, and a 2-digit number, other people, and to walk down to another room and tell the researcher the number.
Yeah.
On the way, they were offered the choice of chocolate cake or fruit. And what was interesting is that people who had the 7-digit number mainly chose a chocolate cake, and the people with the 2-digit mainly chose the fruit. So what's sort of fascinating about this sort of slightly odd experiment is that people, when they're overwhelmed, tend to go for kind of instant gratification, the thing that feels best.
Yeah.
But for a big decision like this, something which you're not familiar with, which has kind of significant consequences, it is important to be able to think. It's between head and heart. You do still need to use your head, even if you're a bit overwhelmed.
The only thing is, interestingly, you said at the beginning about agendas and you know, you're trying to help people make decisions without an agenda. This is the problem with this, isn't it? We know, I think the British public realises, that all the politicians who are talking to us, they all have their own agendas beyond EU referendum.
Absolutely. And I think that this is why a referendum is such a fascinating thing. It gives the opportunity for every person in this country to be a leader in their own right. And I, as a sort of leadership coach, the tip I would give is leadership is about vision, role and values. Can I explain a bit more about that?
As long as it's not as complicated as the cake and the numbers.
Okay, no, the cake and the numbers, this is easier. Basically, we have a role as a European, a role as being British, and a role as being ourselves. And for each of those roles, we need to have our own vision. Where are we going with those roles? So I think that for me, it's kind of key that we make a decision. A leader makes a decision based on their vision, not on fear. Because once we make a decision based on fear, we kick into that gratification, what feels best, what's the comfort blanket we can grab. And that is the key.
Robbie, are you saying that they're being that the politician this hot, because a lot of talk has been made of Project Fear, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Is that what they're trying to do? Is there something psychological going on here? So if they scare us, we will stick to what we know because it's comfortable.
Exactly. And that's the Daniel Kahneman's thing about loss aversion. We're very scared of loss. But, I mean, there's loss both ways. It's hard to say, you know, what is the key point. But what I'm saying is, as a leader, you choose according to vision. And what is your own personal vision? You are a European. What is your vision of Europe? You are also British. What is your vision for Britain? And you also have your own family. And you said identity earlier in the previous clip. What is your vision for your family? And I think if you wrote down three visions and sort of with those three, spent a little time and say, of those three, now I've got them in my mind, what feels right? And if you base it on what's the best vision rather than what am I scared of, you're probably going to come to a good decision.
Robbie, thank you very much. That's fascinating stuff, isn't it? Robbie Steinhaus, written the book Brilliant Decision Making. I'm a bit more confused, actually, after that, if I'm honest.
Sometimes your heart not overrule your head, though?
Do you know what I want from that last interview? You know what I want more than anything?
You want him to make the decision for you?
No, I want some chocolate cake. That's what I want.
Travel update.
BBC, Hereford and Worcester.
I definitely know if it's a referendum between fruit and chocolate cake, I'd
go chocolate
cake.